It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin has a lot of demand for more affordable housing, and that means there's a lot of need for people to work in fields related to affordable housing construction.
Last month, a new group kicked off an effort to support women in those career fields, the Women's Affordable Housing Network.
The national nonprofit recently launched a statewide chapter to empower women, and local leaders held a kickoff event in Madison. Women toured Union Corners. It's a mixed-use affordable housing development in Dane County.
Two leaders of that group join us now. Rachel Sneathit is the chapter president and director of development operations with Gorman & Company, and Emily Francis is the group's vice president and manager of commercial policy and strategy for the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Emily, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having us.
And Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Yes, very exciting to get to talk to you.
Talk us through the basics. This is new here in Wisconsin anyway. This is new, the Women's Affordable Housing Network. Give us the basics. How does it work?
Yeah, so we launched our chapter this year. So Women's Affordable Housing Network is focused on empowering and developing women that are working in the affordable housing industry right here in Wisconsin. And we're not just a Madison-based organization. We are really looking to empower women that are across the entire state that are touching this industry. So we're seeing members that are working in supportive housing type roles, architects, construction, development, property management. Basically, if your job touches the affordable housing world, we're inviting you to the table to have a conversation and get to network with other women that are also in this industry.
Emily, can you talk about the need for an organization like this? What were we missing here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so I think many of us in the industry have experienced that a lot of these spaces tend to be very male dominated. And this is a group that is specifically making space for women to connect as leaders and participants throughout the industry and come together to share experiences and really support each other and ensure that, you know, all there's room for women's voices to be heard in this industry.
Rachel, if there are people listening who are the likely suspects, candidates who might want to get involved in this organization.
You know, it's interesting. The way that our membership works, it's not just women that are members, but it's women and our male allies that help support us in our industry. If you look at the affordable housing world, it has been very male dominated in the past, but women are meant to have their place at the table and offer up support and bring fresh ideas into solving the affordable housing crisis that we're all facing in this state.
Emily, I know this is just getting off the ground here in Wisconsin, but what sorts of things have you done so far, or are you looking ahead to in the next couple few months?
Yeah, so we held our launch event last month at the Union Corners campus and really brought a group together to tell the story of how that development came to exist and the key role that women played in every step of the process. And it was really exciting to see the number of people that came out. There were women that have been working in the industry for decades, and there were women that are studying real estate right now at UW and just getting started in their career. So it was exciting to see everybody come together, and that's really what we hope to grow throughout the process of launching this chapter.
Rachel, let's stay with that idea of what sounds like mentorship kind of to me. What kind of opportunities will there be? What would the value be of helping bring younger women into the affordable housing field?
Yeah, it's a really good question because I think almost every single person that I've met that works in the affordable housing industry sort of fell into this industry, whether it was getting just randomly connected through a job or meeting somebody. But it's not something that was talked about very much at all in high school and college, being an opportunity field to work in. And one of the goals, you know, that I foresee for our chapter is reaching out to different universities around Wisconsin. And, you know, we've already started making connections with the group called WIRE at the University of Wisconsin. And that's WIRE stands for Women in Real Estate. They have just an incredible club of women there. And there's a specific group of women that are within WIRE that are have an interest in affordable housing. So we are looking to help connect them with mentors that are already working in this industry that are around the Wisconsin state to help keep them informed of, you know, different opportunities that they might have, whether they want to be a developer or a financial analyst or go on to law school to learn how to be an attorney or an accountant. There's just such a variety of career fields that touch affordable housing. And we want to make sure that they know what those are so they can figure out what's the right path forward for them.
Emily, I guess I hadn't thought of the idea of people planning to go into some version of affordable housing as a career. I could see, oh, I'm going into construction or being a developer or an attorney or accountant or the other fields that Rachel just listed. What do you say to people to put the idea out there that, like, yes, you can come at affordable housing and make it a career from many different angles?
Yeah, many people are familiar with the real estate sector, but the affordable housing industry is actually a really robust and healthy, vibrant industry as well within the real estate sector. So there is a very strong network of people that are dedicated in a lot of different capacities to really focusing on affordable housing and making sure that our housing in our state and in our country is serving everybody that needs a place to live and focusing on people that aren't able to access that with, you know, the current options on the market. I, you know, came across the affordable housing sector kind of by accident and really just connected to it right away because in our work, we're able to really offer tangible help and see the impact of our work.
Rachel, you mentioned earlier that this is an organization aiming to support women in affordable housing, and men are included in that, male allies. Do you have an example of why that can be important?
I think about my own career and, you know, similar to Emily, I sort of fell into this prior to working in my current role. I was working at a law firm, you know, as an office manager, and I wasn't really happy with the work that I was doing. And I left that job and kind of, you know, this role was supposed to be a temp job. I have now just actually hit my 14th work anniversary here. And it's because I fell in love with this industry. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without having, you know, male leaders like Gary Gorman, who's actually being honored as a pillar of the industry in our affordable housing world this year, helping to support me in my career trajectory. I have all the thanks to him and Brian Swanton, who's our CEO, for helping lift me up in my role, encouraging me to grow, you know, just offering opportunities that I don't think I would have had in other areas.
We're talking about the Women's Affordable Housing Network. It's a national nonprofit, new here with a chapter in Wisconsin. Two of the leaders of that group with us, Rachel Sneathan and Emily Francis. Rachel, Emily mentioned that Union Corners project and the kickoff event. You were a part of this redevelopment project, a big project in Madison. Can you talk us through that and maybe how it fits into the work you're doing now with the Affordable Housing Network?
Yeah, so we had our big kickoff event in September, and we were lucky enough to have Madison Mayor Rhodes Conway come and speak to our group, as well as Alderwoman Marshall Rummel. Emily on the also spoke at that event, and then developer Megan Schutz from Gorman & Company also spoke. And it was important for us as we kicked off our chapter to make sure that we had women that represented that project to come and talk about their experiences for helping bring that project to life. You know, sometimes we only see the faces of the project, and there's so much that goes on behind the scenes for helping to bring those projects to life. So it was really great to kind of get different perspective Madison Mayer spoke about her story of being in need of affordable housing, and it really brought to light for myself and I think the rest of the attendees on why she is so driven to bring more affordable housing to the city of Madison. Marsha Rummel was a huge advocate for the neighborhood where Union Corners sits. And she, you know, shared her knowledge and wisdom of what she put into making sure that the neighborhood felt like they were heard throughout the development process. Because it did take about 10 years for that whole development process to get from idea all the way through completion for all four phases. And a decade is quite a long time, but she was just so passionate. And then, you know, Emily got to speak about WIDA's tax credits and the funding that went into that project. And Megan got to really talk about how the developments were brought together and the history of the site. And I think it was really great for the women that attended that event to get to hear from others of different viewpoints for getting those projects across the finish line.
Emily, you were also part of that, as Rachel mentioned. What lessons do you see from that Union Corners project in Madison for developers, local leaders elsewhere in the state?
The Union Corners project is a fantastic success story. You know, it's a site that was sitting vacant for quite some time, not really able to offer any benefits to the community, and it has been totally transformed. Now, you know, there's many housing opportunities on the site for a variety of different individuals, mixed income, mixed use. That's what we like to see. So in my role at WIDA, we participate in projects like this by allocating housing tax credits, which is one of the key resources to help finance the affordable housing development. And so to be able to walk by it now today and see a thriving community that is home to families and multiple generations, as well as creating commercial space. So there's a woman-owned business there. The Ukrainian restaurant, A Touch of Ukraine, offers delicious food, by the way, right there in the community. And I myself am a neighbor of the Union Corners development, and so I walk by frequently. And every time, you know, I see children playing outside or families just coming and going, you know, I love to see how it just transforms the neighborhood and really lifts everybody up.
Rachel, I want to talk about the number of women in the fields that we're talking about. Just one example we saw here, 36% roughly of the commercial real estate industry, a women that held steady for about 15 years. That's coming from the Commercial Real Estate Women Network. What would it take to bring more balance, bring more women into fields like that?
Yeah, I think a big part of it starts at a younger age, getting the next generation of people that are coming up through high school and in colleges to know about the different types of industries that are impacting affordable housing. You know, Wisconsin has a huge need for different types of affordable housing too, not just in urban areas, but also in rural corners of our state where, you know, we see issues like houses being bought up for tourism, which sometimes forces people to have to move out of their small, quaint towns because they can no longer afford to live there, or seniors that have to downsize but need to move away from, you know, towns that they've lived in for so long because there are no options available for them. You know, it's something that I think it's really important that we talk about these issues at a younger age. When I was in high school, I don't ever remember having a career day where somebody came in and talked about these very big social issues.
And Emily, this is, again, a pretty new thing. What would success look like for you when it comes to translating the efforts of the Women's Affordable Housing Network into more affordable housing for people around Wisconsin?
We would love to see participants from all corners of the state that are both, you know, industry veterans as well as newcomers, you know, coming together and, you know, helping each other find jobs and learn how to navigate difficult career decisions and connecting with each other to, you know, spark new projects.
And finally, Rachel, I wanted to ask, are you feeling a sense of community building up from this new effort in the state where you feel like you're part of something, a part of a community of women in affordable housing that maybe wasn't there before?
I feel like we all know that there are women that are working in this industry, but finally having a group in a setting where we can come together and talk about these issues that we're facing, in person or in a virtual setting, it does make a difference. It's just really exciting to me to see, you know, how this chapter is going to go forward in the coming year with, you know, all of the big exciting things that we have coming up.
And we'll leave it there. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Emily, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Rachel Sneathan and Emily Francis. They're leaders of the new Wisconsin chapter of the Women's Affordable Housing Network.